Mama Dance the best. Good deeds are done, and with Hood Hood, it's fun. It's a month of blessings, I'm sure you'll get your share. So do good deeds and show that you care. Hood Hood, keeping you company this Ramadan on Radio Islam.
What's that moving and making a noise by the door? Is something there or am I still sleeping?
Mouse! Oh no!
Sis, where did that filthy creature come from? If it was by Hood Hood's door, it means it came from Hood Hood's room. I should have known. Why am I not surprised? Hood Hood?
Assalamu alaikum, Zinira. Why do you look so happy so early in the morning?
Hood Hood, you better have a very good reason why that filthy creature just ran out of your room.
What filthy creature?
Hood Hood, there was a mouse bigger than the size of a cat that just ran out of your room.
How can you say filthy? It's the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Listen, I don't have the time for your nonsense. Open the door now and start cleaning your room this instant. Oh, Allah, what a stench. This place stinks worse than a fish market. Open the window, silly child. Look how messy your room is. There's stuff everywhere. Your bed isn't even made.
What mess are you talking about? I've got a unique system going on here. It's a higher order of planning and networking, and it's clear you don't understand. Ask me for anything. I can pick it out in under 5 seconds.
I don't care what you call it. Here's a broom. Start cleaning up this minute. Ouch! I almost tripped and fell over your cricket ball. Can't you see how dangerous it is? Someone can get hurt. Look at those ants and cockroaches scrambling under your bed. Hood Hood!
Uh-oh! Hood Hood is in major trouble. I'll clean. No big deal. Don't fear when Hood Hood is here. You just sit and relax, Zinira. I'll sort it all out.
I'm standing right here, mister. Move the bed. Let's see what's happening. Hood Hood, you little goblin. What in Allah's name is a plate doing under your bed? Is that the chutney bowl Mummy was looking for last week?
Oops. Sorry. Ma. Super Ma. Hashtag Ma.
And? Aren't you going to explain?
Okay. First, put the broom down. Put your shoes on. And remember, Allah loves those who forgive.
Hood Hood. Allah loves those who are clean. Start talking. I'm counting. 1, 2.
Okay. I was hungry when I came from Tarawih, but I didn't want to eat in the kitchen because I was so tired. I brought the samosas to my room, and then I fell off to sleep and forgot about it.
Hood Hood, there's enough food here to feed the whole ummah.
Okay. I was looking for this lekker dessert, and I couldn't get enough, and I knew it would be finished by the time I come from Tarawih, so I hid some away for me.
Some? There's a whole bowl under your bed. We were looking for it. You can't hoard the stuff in your bedroom. Now no one can enjoy anything because of your greediness, and everything got off and rotten. Your cockroach friends are having an intercontinental breakfast, lunch, and supper.
Yeah, it's not my fault. You know how much I love the desserts you make, and you deprive me the whole year. You make delicious stuff only in Ramadan. If you made it the whole year, I wouldn't have to hoard.
My butterflies, unfortunately, the month of Ramadan has become synonymous with overeating and indulgence, which is the exact opposite of what it's supposed to be. The whole point of fasting is to stay away from food, to teach us discipline, and to teach us how the poor people feel without food. All the hoarding and feasting, while the rest of our ummah is starved and murdered in every corner of the globe, is not fair. Butterflies, try and be simple. Follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and break your fast, with khajur and zamzam. I know Hudhud will try from now on. Will you?